Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
It is the final Friar Friday of the regular season, and yeah, you want to make it special, but this is extra special because joining us right now is Padres Hall of Famer, assistant to the CEO, and MLB Network broadcaster Jake Peavy with us here on 97.3 The Fan and Bennett Woods. Jake, good to talk to you again.
Ben, it's great to be with you guys.
Thank you.
Happy Friday. Happy postseason.
Happy postseason, Peeve. It's always fun to talk to you, man. Hope you and the family are doing well. I know you just spent some time down in Arizona. Tell everybody what you were doing, who you were talking to, who you were working with. How did all that go?
Well, yeah, we were in instructional league. So after the minor league season ends, we gather. It was around 50 or so players that lots of them were out of the draft this year. Some of them got sent home due to a lot of workload, but the ones who still needed some work, direction, a plan for the off season, our minor leaguers were there. First time to see and touch Cruz Schoolcraft,
yes,
and Madonna, and some of the kids that, you know, to go from the draft room the day we took them to now finally see them in a Padre uniform, go watch them work, go love on them. And you guys know, as being there in fantasy camp, watch overlap, Riley Westman, Vinny, the staff down there, Scott Kubal, and what he's doing on the hitting side of things, we've really got a great baseball ops team throughout our minor league system. And when you start to dig into the Padres, as I have, you realize why we are successful. You realize how it happens. 4 out of 6 years in the playoffs starts down there, and I had a wonderful time. Just forging a relationship with our boys, who, if this bunch doesn't punch through and happens not to win a World Series before they get here, those boys are going to be our guys.
Cruz Schoolcraft, 18-year-old, straight out of high school, first taste of pro ball. I remember when I was doing Padres pre- and post-game show, and the Padres drafted a youngster out of Mobile, Alabama, who came right into the pros and made a pretty big splash. What do you remember, Jake, about those first like experiences with the Padres as a pro back at your age?
Did anyone come love on you when you were out at Instructs?
You know, I don't recall it happening. No, like it was, I mean... Guys, we're talking about, listen to this, Hideo Nomo. I tell you how unbelievable of a staff we've got. But Hideo Nomo, brilliant baseball mind, down with these kids. Moises Alou, Will Myers got into town. Mark Loretta, Trevor Hoffman. These guys are all touching and spending days with these kids. So, and it's just they're getting incredible love in baseball fundamentally. But they're also getting love from longtime major leaguers who just are now going to be their friend. I'm now starting to text with about half the guys that were over there and forge a relationship. But yeah, look, when you just asked me what it felt like speaking to the group, I had to hold it together. Looking at these kids, I went back. I was in the same complex, you know, 20 plus years ago in 1999, trying to find my way, wondering if I did belong. Could I make it at this level? What does making it look like? So, to be back, you guys know how excited I am to be back with the Padres.
Yes.
Every little job that Eric and Tom have put me in, I've loved. None more than I just leave Phoenix with those guys. They're hungry.
That's so cool, man. And for you, when you came up and you had to go do this stuff as a young pitcher, who were the guys that helped you learn how to handle yourself. You know, they always talk about this guy carries himself the right way. He goes. This is my favorite. He goes about his business the right way. You hear it. You hear it at fantasy camp. Brett Boone yelled at me. He said, "I don't go about my business the right way." I'm like, "This is fantasy camp. Why don't you really?" He goes, "Why don't you be more like Kevin?" He did. He goes. Look at who's the big tall righty.
Kevin.
He goes, "Look at how Kevin. He goes about his business the right way." I go, "What are you talking about?"
He also played in the minor leagues.
He was a minor leaguer.
He was actually a baseball player.
So for you, Pete, who taught you how to go about your business the right way?
Hey, you tell Boone that we're all got to be ourselves. First and foremost, we got to be, right? You got to be true to the woods, and that's what we're doing.
It's exactly right.
In life, right? With respect towards everyone around us. But the personalities are what makes it all beautiful. Look, when I got to the big throughout the minor leagues, you have friends. But when I got to the big leagues, there wasn't a whole lot of veterans on the staff. I'm going to tell you, the guy who influenced me on the staff the most throughout my young career, still a great friend to this day, is Brian Lawrence. Me and him were pitchers of the year in 2000. So we got to know each other quickly in the winter. And then when I got to the big leagues, any question I had, I was comfortable enough to ask B-Law. And B-Law was, knew I was fish out of water, saying, "Hey, come on, do this. And he was having big success during my time here. We all know that Trevor was the ultimate role model for all of us, the way he worked, the way he taught us how to be on time, professional, him and Boach. And then, look, Darryl Ackerfield, Darren Balsley, the coaching staff became quickly my best friends and people I leaned on throughout my career.
Brian Lawrence and Mason Miller, the two immaculate innings in Padres history. And never again will those two guys be mentioned in the same sentence, probably.
But No doubt.
Both first the Orioles, too.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
All right, so, Jake, let's put a bow on this season. Because there was a moment around a month and a half ago, where talking heads like yourself and some of your colleagues at MLB Network were like, "I think the Padres are going to do it. They're going to take down the Dodgers. They're going to win the West." Didn't quite happen. Padres are going to go to the playoffs, but the Dodgers got it done. What do you think happened here in the last month where the Padres weren't able to get over the hump against the Dodgers?
Yeah, we just never quite hit on all cylinders. You know, the offense has been kind of slow to get going at times and produce really big numbers. And I think the starting pitching, we've just kind of at times not known outside Pivetta what kind of, start we're going to get. And we just never could get on that run, I think. We know, look, the Dodgers are a very, very good team. Watch Yamamoto pitch and what Otani's doing. This team they're firing on all cylinders in the last month or so. They got Mookie Betts going. And I know neither one of us played lights out down the stretch, but I think both teams are poised and ready to play off run. Because we didn't catch the Dodgers means absolutely nothing. And if you think anybody that I know in this organization from the top on down is scared, no chance. The Dodgers are as gettable as they've ever been.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No question about it. And I think, like I said yesterday when we did the Padres roundtable, Peeve, I'm sure you weren't listening, and that's okay. Basically just said, I'm too old to lament things, right? It's in the past. Nothing we can do about it now, but the opportunity is still in front of you. You go out and you win two games in Chicago, and then you go out and you win three.
Or maybe at Petco.
Or maybe at Petco. Yeah, still a chance. But then you go out and you beat Milwaukee, and look at this, man. You're right back in there looking for a World Series championship. Why not us at this point? And I think, you know, a guy that I earmarked yesterday is a guy that could be a real wild card for the San Diego Padres is Dylan Cease, because I'm still very bullish on stuff. I watch him pitch, and I go, I don't get it. Like, he's got no-hit stuff every single night. For Dylan, have you ever had a chance to talk to him and you know, sit down with him and just say, hey, man, you've got it in you? I did see Manny grab him and kind of put his arm around him after they clinched. And, you know, you kind of could figure out what the conversation was. But with Dylan, he's got all the tools.
You're exactly right. Look, Dylan, I've probably gotten the closest with on the staff throughout the year. We're not incredibly close, but Dylan's very eager to learn, talk to anybody, to make his craft better, and it just hasn't been his year. And if you're watching pitch, it's like a cluster of about 10 pitches that if you can go get back in a start,
yeah,
you can take 3-4 runs off the board, and the rest of it, most of the time, looks like you're saying, just overpowering stuff. The Cubs, I know, have trouble with velocity. Dylan gets up 97 to 99. Here's what I'll tell you. I think this team is poised and ready to make a run. Can we do it? We've got a fourth starter that's not even going to get the throw in this wild card round because we're deep, and that's a good problem to have. Yu Darvish, who may or may not get a start here, can show up in the biggest of ways, as we saw versus the world champion Dodgers, and give us an incredible effort. So
No doubt. We've
got what it takes on that roster. I'll be at the field today talking to each of them individually, and that's what I'll be trying to get out of them. Dylan Cease is a free agent at the end of the year. He pitched game 4, and it didn't go so well versus the Dodgers. He's got a chip on his shoulder and wants to deliver for this fan base. What I'll be doing today is loving on the boys and trying to ask them, hey, do you got the best 30-inning run of your life in front of you? I believe you do. Your stuff says you do. Execute, and next thing you know, you've thrown 30, 40 innings for this team, and you're an MVP of the World Series and the best free agent on the market. Same thing with the hitters, right? You got a 50-at-bat run in you, the best of your life, best 50-at-bats you've ever thought about having. Tons of them are going to be walks. Some of them are going to be strikeouts. But if we get in that mentality, and I believe Shilty and the coaching staff has our guys there, we get in, we're not scared, and you just said it. You go win 2 of 3 and then get in that Milwaukee series. They've been sitting. You feel like you're hot. End up beating Milwaukee. We get to a 7-game set. Big advantage with our bullpen depth that we will be featuring versus anyone else. So we'll take our chances. I believe this is our year, and I will until it's our last breath.
Oh, I love my hair on my arm just stood up.
We're fired up.
Jake,
we're ready to go. Every time we have you on, every single time, whether it's because you were going into the Padres Hall of Fame or it's opening day or we're at fantasy camp, I'm reading the comments right now in live time. Like, you get everybody so fired up.
Everyone's ready to run through a wall.
Ourselves included.
Well, I appreciate it. That's just... At this point in time, it's a mindset. It's a belief. It is something that you get down in, you know, inside you. And you understand we're going to get our teeth kicked in. We just did the other day. We lost Laureano. Absolutely stinks, to, you know, with what that man's brought to this team. He's devastated. The team's devastated. It happens along the way. You get kicked in the teeth. Next man up. Sheetsy. O'Hearn. Big at-bats are coming versus lefties now. Bryce Johnson, you're going to be in some big-time moments late in games. Get it back, even that you never thought was coming. Let's get ready for it and be prepared. And this team's deep. If AJ doesn't make the moves that he made at the deadline, none of us feel the way we feel right now that we have a real legitimate chance with this roster to win.
All right, but let me ask you, Jake. It's one thing to want it, and it's another thing to go out and do it. And I think you've got a unique perspective to offer here, because you have had playoff success. You've won a World Series. You've had playoff failure. Personally, you've had good games. You've had struggles in the playoffs. What's the difference? What's the secret sauce when you get to the postseason to give yourself the best chance, at least, of success when you get there?
There's no secret sauce. The secret sauce is getting it down deep that you believe that your team can do it. It starts there, because if you don't believe that you can win the World Series, you're not going to accidentally end up there and winning it. You got to have a plan of attack. And that plan of attack, it's the very same game. We just really pay attention to execution and playing the game the right way in the postseason. a walk, bad play for the defense. Well, that's a rally in the postseason. And so you walk a bunch of guys in a start. It's just, it's glaring, you know, in a game. Whereas in a regular season game, a starter can walk four guys sometimes. It's not even really thought about. That's not the case. Getting guys over, getting guys in. You just have to get that mindset and play your absolute rear end off for 27 outs and together. There's not a whole lot of time. There can't be any negative stuff around the team. You got anything negative that happens, you got to put it behind you and roll on. Next shot mentality. And then next day mentality. All you got to do is win 13 before we lose 13. It's not quite that easy. You know, we can't lose six in a row and then go hot. But this team started 14-3. You mean to tell me we can't go on that run? So, yeah, it's just getting hot. And, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, yeah, I think the guys have to have their bats. I think when you see some guys start to struggle in the postseason, I had immense struggles in the postseason. Not saying this with any kind of pride, but I just learned experience. At bats, you just have to take the at bat that you're given, the game gives you. A lot of times you do not pitch to the best hitter in that lineup. Yep. That means he has to walk three times that night and not go 0-for, you know, with swinging at balls out of the zone. You know, Aaron Judge, even Manny at times has struggled in the postseason. It's because they're not getting pitches to hit to, and they want to make something happen. The moment's pushing them there. Next thing you know, they swung at 2-3 balls outside the zone, got themselves in trouble.
I'm like coming out of my skin right now. I'm ready to just go throw in the parking lot.
World Series parade back on.
You guys are getting me way too fired up.
Friday. Of course, Paul, we don't have a game this weekend. I was ready to give the whole speech on Sunday. But, Pete, we love you, man. Thank you so much for your time today. Tell the fellas we said hello. It's going to be awesome to have you down there chatting them up and loving on them, as you call it. And I love that. And, man, any chance we get to talk to you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I'm going to leave it with this. Look, I just said it. There's no time for negativity. I know that we're going to critique and talk about this and that. But us as a fan base, create the energy, create the talk. Let's believe as a group outside of the clubhouse, that's our job as fans, as staff, to love on and believe and tell them they are going to do it.
Jake, really appreciate it. That was awesome.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Friar Friday. What a Friar Friday finale.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.